Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Best Ever You Show with your host, Elizabeth Hamilton Garino, CEO and founder of the Best Ever You Network, and Dr. Katie Eastman. The Best Ever You Show is here to help you live your life to the fullest. How? Real people, including celebrities, real advice, real places, products, and businesses, real life stories, with this radio show, printed magazine, websites, community, and more. And now, here are your hosts, Elizabeth and Katie.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for listening to the Best Ever You Show. Katie, are you with me?
I'm here.
You're there.
Good morning.
Are you distracted by the beautiful weather in Washington? Is it sunny and beautiful and...
You know, it has been. Today is kind of cloudy, but it has been so glorious that, you know, it's been convertible weather, and you know me and my convertible.
Yeah, well, here in Maine, we have had, I don't even know the stretch of just beautiful, cloudless, blue sky, 65, 70 degree weather for days on, almost two full weeks now. And we're finally maybe supposed to get some rain on Thursday. So it's just been gorgeous. So, and you had whale watching experience this weekend. Tell us about that for a second.
Well, you know, at one point we were surrounded and 360 degrees by White Cap Mountains on the water. We were looking at whales and sea lions and seals and eagles, and it was like nature on steroids. It was one of the most fantastic trips I've ever done. It was just really amazing. Right here, right off this island.
Yeah, I love whale watches. I think they're some of the coolest moments I've had in my life have been on boats in the middle of the ocean on whale watches. And I have no idea what draws me there, but I'm with you. They're just so amazing. The ones I've been on in Monterey and Cape Cod and even here in Maine have just been, they're just breathtaking, aren't they? They're hard to explain it to somebody who's maybe never been on one.
Oh, I was teared up when this whale, this minke whale, came right by our boat, and she kept circling us, and was like she was playing with us. And I just, every time she came up out of the water, I just teared up. It's just incredible. It really is. Yep.
Well, we could go on and on, but we have a book rock star with us here today. He just went to number one on Amazon with his book, The Tapping Solution. And so we have Nick, I don't know whether to call you Nicholas Ortner or Nick Ortner. I'm hoping we can call you Nick Ortner. Nick, are you with us?
I'm here, and Nick is great. Thank you.
Nick is great. Have we put you in whale watching mode as well?
I'm ready to keep talking about whale watching. I mean, it is really special. I'm with you. I've been on a couple whale watches, and there's something really magical about it. I agree.
Yeah, I have this video of a huge humpback whale coming up out of the water by the boat. And at the time of this, I think my son Cameron might have been about 4 or 5. And all I have on video is him going, "Oh my goodness gracious! Look at him screaming!" This whale popping up out of the water, and they're just amazing. And still, he's almost 14 now, and he still talks about that. He was six week at the time, so yeah, they're cool. But anyway, all right, we have much cooler things to talk about than the whale. They're very cool, but I think kind of your whole book and everything you talk about is, it might even be a little bit more fascinating, The Tapping Solution. We have Nick Ortner here with us, and you can follow him on Twitter at Nick Ortner. His website, let me get your website down, is thetappingsolution.com. And do you want to just start out and just tell us what the Tapping Solution is?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Tapping Solution, we call it tapping. Another term for this technique is EFT, Emotional Freedom Techniques. And we call it tapping because we are literally tapping on these endpoints of meridians on our body while saying certain statements. It's sort of a combination of ancient Chinese acupressure and modern psychology. And it's a technique that looks strange at first. It still seems strange to me, and it's what I do all day, every day. But it has its deep roots in that ancient Chinese acupressure and has really provided astounding results on a variety of topics. Everything from pain relief, from using it to relieve pain in the body, to clearing limiting beliefs about ourselves, about our world, to healing fears and phobias and relationship issues and weight issues and all sorts of stuff. The bottom line is, at its core, it's really a stress relief technique. It works with the amygdala in the brain. When we tap on these endpoints of meridians on our body, we actually send a calming signal to the amygdala, and we really sort of rewire our brain, our limbic system, our body to act and react differently. And it's been my passion for the last 10 years, first just from a personal basis, and now you mentioned the book, and it's kind of what I do every day, sharing this technique with the world.
Are you starting to feel like a broken record being so popular in a way you're saying the same thing on show after show after show? But it's so amazing how popular this is. I can only, you know, I know how in demand you are and how you really do. Do you feel that at all? Like you're saying, you know, everybody is saying the same thing over and over again in all these different shows, but it's just kind of proof that it's catching on and works, right?
It is, and I've actually said no to a lot of shows, but yours is really special, and Jill told me that my publicist said I should be here, so I'm happy to be here. And, you know, I'm so passionate about the technique that certainly when a book launch comes out, you know, you do say the same thing and explaining it, but I know that every time I explain it, there's the opportunity for just one more person to say, all right, I'm going to give this a try, and really change your life. I mean, I read a review on Amazon this morning, obviously, as a new author. We're all obsessed with our reviews and seeing what comes in. And, you know, someone wrote and said, you know, I was a little skeptical. It seemed weird, but I've been using it for the last couple of days, and I feel dramatically different, you know. And that's what I hear again and again. The people, when they give it a shot, and that's what's great about it, you can have an experience. You don't have to, you know, take this process on for 30 days or even spend hours working on it. You can have an experience really quickly and notice that there's something shifting in my body and there's something going on in my mind, and maybe this can work. And the results that I've seen in the last decade have been simply astounding. I mean, things like, you know, 30 years of chronic back pain going away in a day with doing the tapping, fibromyalgia going away again in a day and doing the tapping, just really dramatic shifts in all aspects of people's lives. So While I am a little bit of a broken record, I don't stop being passionate about how powerful this is.
I'm glad you said that. Yeah, I was really hoping for that response from you, because, you know, not everybody listening to Best Ever You right now knows what this is, and I really think that's such a special comment that you just made about, you know, even just touching one person. And then I think it's very, very, very cute that, you know, you're a best-selling author, you're number one on Amazon, and you still take the time to personally read those reviews, and they mean something to you.
Well, that means everything. You know, yeah. I mean, no, and it's true. Like, I think an author, sure, you know, the book's been a New York Times bestseller a couple weeks, and it'll probably be on again this week. You know, all these great things are happening, but what I care most is that people are liking the book, you know, that they're having good experiences with it, and they're using it in the way that I had hoped they would, and actually changing their lives. I mean, I think that's what's different, not just about this book, but about the technique itself, is that people can use it to change their lives. They can have an experience. They can report back. You know, there's not many books that you can read from start to finish and then go, my life is different from, you know, after just reading this book. And that's the case here. And again, it's less about the book than it is about the technique and how powerful it is.
That's cool. Katie, do you have some thoughts?
I do. Well, you know, the psychology in me absolutely loves, loves, loves the concept of having the body and the psychology coming together.
Mm.
So
yeah.
What I wanted to ask you, Nick, is can you talk a little more about how that combines in the tapping technique?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, a lot of psychologists, a lot of psychiatrists, a lot of MDs have been bringing the practice into their existing practice, you know, because if you bring in decades of experience and how the mind works and relating with people, and you really take the psychological method as it existed before and add this body component, the results that people get are extraordinary. And to me, it seems kind of obvious because I've been doing it a long time, but a lot of us, and especially sort of the psychology field at large, has sort of forgotten that there's a body in play here too, that it's not just about the brain. We tend to be very mind or brain focused and very language focused. And we do bring that component to the tapping. You know, so a psychologist who is adept at having conversations with their clients and helping them work through issues is going to find that when they bring the tapping in, when they bring in that physical component, which again, the latest research has shown is actually sending that calming signal to the amygdala. So we're doing exposure therapy in that we're saying, let's focus on this issue, activating the amygdala, activating the threat response, whether it means that we're mad at our mother from something that happened 20 years ago and the amygdala is activated, whether it means we have a fear or a phobia and we imagine it or experience it and it's activated, or we just are experiencing the stress in our lives. And then we do this tapping that calms the body, and people feel the shift right away. You know, one of the really sort of the first initial tapping experience where all this came about was about 30 years ago with a psychologist by the name of Roger Callahan. And he was a traditional psychologist working with a client by the name of Mary who had a water phobia. And this was like an intense water phobia, scared of obviously oceans and lakes and all that, but scared of baths and showers and didn't like drinking water. She just hated water. And they did the traditional thing, which is let's talk about it, let's look at it, let's try to calm the body down, let's, you know, see what we can do to sort of think our way out of this issue. Nothing worked for about a year and a half. And one day they were at Dr. Callahan's house, and he had a pool, and they were looking at the pool, and Mary said, you know, when I look at the pool, I get this terrible queasy feeling in the pit of my stomach. And the night before, Dr. Callahan had been reading about the meridians in the body and had read that the stomach meridian ends underneath the eye. So just on a whim, he sort of put two and two together, and he said, try tapping underneath your eye, see what happens, sort of to calm you down. It didn't just calm her down. The water phobia vanished instantly. It was gone from that 10-second experience. So he was obviously astounded by it and proceeded to develop the method, find out what are the other endpoints of meridians. And then a guy by the name of Gary Craig sort of simplified what he was doing, and that's EFT. That's the tapping that I currently practice and that a lot of people are using. So it has its roots in psychology, and it's really this new approach with bringing the body in. Let's not ignore what's going on with our physical body.
Does it work in reverse? Like, could you instill a phobia of, like, pizza for me or chocolate?
It doesn't work in reverse. It can't make you scared of things. I think those are other techniques, you know. But you can use it for cravings. So, you know, if you're having a pizza craving, you can tap on, you know, I have this craving and I have to have it. It's one of the things when I sort of do weekend workshops and we demonstrate different ways you can use it. One of the funniest parts is doing cravings, because I'll bring up all the, you know, I'll go to the local store by the hotel and I'll buy all the junk that you can imagine, bring it out for people, pass it around, smell it, peanut butter cups and Snickers and ice cream, and people are just freaking out. You know, like,
oh, yeah.
I got to have this now. So the cravings are flying through the roof, and we do the tapping on it. And usually what happens is first the craving for the physical food decreases, and then we get to the emotional component. You know, what does this food do for you? How does it serve you? Why is it that you want it every night at 8 o'clock? And so it can address both the physical craving and then the deeper approach on the emotional underpinnings of the craving.
That's really cool. Now, is this something we have to have you for, or are people trained to do this, or is this something you teach people to do themselves? Or when you say tap, what exactly do you mean, especially since we're on the radio? It might be hard for people to visualize what you mean by that.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a great question. It's one of my favorite things about tapping. Certainly working with a certified practitioner or a psychologist or psychiatrist who uses the technique can be great in more challenging situations. You know, if you have PTSD, if there's some serious trauma, if there's things that just don't feel safe to handle on your own, reach out for someone who's got some skills in working with you. But for the day-to-day things, for the stress that comes up on a daily basis, for the issues that we face in our lives, more of a mundane but still very important nature, if they're stressing us out, you can do the tapping on your own, which is, to me, so powerful and so empowering that we can say, you know, I don't always have to turn to someone else to help me. I can take that power back and I can have that shift for myself.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that I think is really important, you brought up a really good point, Elizabeth, that we're doing this on the radio, so people need to visualize. Can you talk a little bit, Nick, about the fact that when you do the tapping, there's a sequence?
Yeah, absolutely. And if you want, I've taken people through it on the radio, so we could do a quick sort of 5-minute demonstration of it if you're interested.
Oh, I think that'd be
cool.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Yeah.
That'd
awesome.
Be great.
Okay. So here's what we'll do. We'll just have a very general tapping experience so you can see what it's like and you can actually feel the difference you could feel in your body if it worked or it didn't. And one of the best things that I find to work on first is if you have any physical pain in your body, make that your target. Make that your thing that you're going to focus on because you can see a shift there. If you don't have physical pain, you can roll around your neck and feel for some tension and just see where might you be holding on to some stiffness in your body. And if you're totally loose and relaxed, just pick something else that you're stressed out about, something that's been bothering you. I like to call it the MPI, most pressing issue. It's like, what's the thing that over the last day or 2 days or week you've been thinking about the most? Whether it be a stack of bills that you have, something you got in a fight with someone 2 days ago and you're having a hard time letting it go, just pick an issue and try to be as specific as possible. Don't just say, life is overwhelming me. Well, what about life is stressing you out right now? So we pick our target and then give it a number on a 0 to 10 scale in intensity. So if you had physical pain and it really hurt, it might be an 8 in intensity. And you don't have to get it perfect, this is your number, so you can gauge it for yourself. So we have our target, we have our number, and then we're going to do some tapping. Now, I'm going to use very general language because I don't know what it is that you're working on individually, but you can just repeat after me, and as long as you're focused on your issue, it's going to work just fine. So we start by tapping on the side of the hand. We call it the karate chop point. It's below the pinky on the outside of the hand. So you take four fingers of one hand and tap on the outside of the other hand, and it doesn't matter which hand you use. And just tap gently and repeat after me. And will one of you ladies be my echo or both together?
We both will.
Wonderful.
Well, yeah.
Okay, so tapping the side of the hand. Even though I have this stress in my body. I deeply and completely accept myself.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
And we're going to do that two more times. And everyone at home, just keep tapping the side of the hand and repeat after me. Even though I have the stress in my body. I deeply and completely accept myself.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
And one last time on the side of the hand. Even though I have the stress in my body. I deeply and completely accept myself.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
And now we're going to tap through the points. The first point is the eyebrow point. It's on the inside of the eyebrow, right where the hair ends and it meets the nose. And you can tap with two fingers of one hand, the other hand, or both sides at the same time. The meridians run down both sides of the body. And just tap gently and just repeat the stress.
Repeat what?
This stress. We call this a reminder phrase. We're just staying focused on whatever it is that's bothering us. So if you want at home, you can say the pain in my back. You can say whatever's going on. And now on the side of the eye, it's not at the temple, right next to the eye, on the bone, again, one side or both sides, the stress in my body.
Or my foot. Or
no, under the eye.
Yeah.
Right on the bone, one side or both sides, all the stress. Under the nose, the stress in my body.
Stress in my body.
Under the mouth, it's above the chin, below the lip, right in that little crease in there, this stressful issue. 3 points left. If you feel for the two little bones of the collarbone, and you go down an inch, and now to each side about an inch, I'd like to tap with all 10 fingers, both sides of the body, both hands, the stress in my body. Now, underneath the arm, either side of the body, underneath the armpit, about 3 inches below it, and it'll be right on the bra line for women, all the stress in my body. And then right at the top of the head, and we do look like monkeys here, but it's for a good reason. Top of the head, all the stress in my body. And then we take a deep breath and let it go. And that's what's considered one round of tapping. And after each round, we're always doing two things. One, we check back in on the issue. So we say, okay, my back pain was at an 8. Well, maybe it's a 7 now or a 6. We look to see if there was a shift. And then we also notice when we were doing the tapping, what else came up? What other thoughts, ideas, memories? Because sometimes that can be related to what it is that we're working on. And the tapping process, you know, that was one round, you know, a minute of it. The tapping process consists of going through it round after round, identifying your issue. You know, if you have pain, maybe doing 10 rounds of tapping on it until it shifts, and then keep doing it until you get the results you're looking for.
Do you have anybody ever go to sleep?
I do have people yawn. I mean, yawning is a really good thing because it's just the body relaxing, you know. It's
That's
a sign that the body's letting go. Yawning is better than burping, which some people do as well. They just get, like, just something moving in the stomach, and they just start burping a lot, so.
Yeah, no, I was yawning and going to sleep, which is not good for a radio host. But good in real life, so that's really cool. That's, like, unique and cool and helpful. I could see that really just being better than a massage even.
Yeah, well, you know, it's very different. It's very active in that you can use it for yourself for 5 minutes when you're feeling that stress and tension.
Mm-hmm.
I've mentioned pain a couple times because I just continue to be astounded on a daily basis on what it does for pain relief. You know, you go get a massage and it feels great. Maybe you had a sore muscle you had them work on and it feels better afterwards, but then 3 days later it hurts again, right? What the tapping can do is get to the real core of releasing that muscle and releasing that pain so it doesn't keep coming back. And I've just seen that happen again and again.
Well, what fascinated me was when I was doing the technique, I just came from physical therapy for a pain issue. When I was doing the tapping, the energy was going to that pain, even though it was a stressful situation that I named, my body told me they were connected.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
I'm wondering, can you talk about that, if how the tapping can give you a clue about something that you may not be recognizing is connected with your body and your mind?
Sure, yeah, absolutely. Well, I remember working with a client who had terrible sciatica pain for the past several years. And, you know, sort of the tapping process with pain and body issues is, first, the easiest thing is to just tap on it, is what we call it. So if your back hurts, you just say, even though my back hurts, I deeply and completely accept myself, and you go through the process. And then what starts happening is, you know, that can certainly move it and reduce it, but the real results come when you ask questions like, if there was an emotion in your back, what would it be? If there was something in your life that you're storing in your back, what would it be? And as you do the tapping process, asking these questions, you start getting some answers. In this girl's case, we tried doing tapping on just the pain itself, and it wasn't shifting, and it wasn't shifting, and I tried a couple things, wasn't working. And I finally said, what's the most stressful issue in your life right now? And she said, work. I hate work. It's like, she was a lawyer. She's like, I'm miserable. I don't want to do it anymore, all this stuff. So we left the back alone, left the sciatica pain alone, and went and tapped just on work issues, all the stress she was experiencing, that kind of thing. 15 minutes later, the back pain went away completely, the sciatica pain. It was just gone. So, you know, to me, and we don't know the mechanism of it exactly yet, but the stress from work was showing up as sciatica pain in her body. That was her body's way of telling her, hey, something's wrong, pay attention to me. And the tapping process can not only help resolve that pain, but help us become aware of how they might be connected.
To me, it seems like this would be a tremendous, I don't know if I want to use the word solution for this, but for shingles.
You know, really, and people ask me all the time, it's like, if I have X disease, can the tapping work for it, or can you give me a tapping script for it? And it's not so much that you tap for the disease or for the issue, it's that you tap for the stress. And any doctor will admit to you this day and age that stress is a big contributor to disease, but they just don't know what to do about it. So they're kind of like, well, yeah, lower your stress levels, but good luck in this modern life, right? That's sort of like the answer, well, good luck. So instead, let's give you this, because I don't know how to reduce your stress levels. If we have a tool that can reduce them, and reduce them in a very active way. I mean, I love meditation, and I love yoga, and I use both myself, but there's times when there's an active stressor, it's very difficult to say, well, I'm going to go meditate on this, you know? You're like, no, I'm pissed, or I'm frustrated, or I'm sad, or I'm feeling this emotion, and that's when the active process of tapping can really help clear that.
Yeah, that's kind of what happens to me. If I have something like that, it's like, meditation isn't going to work. Sorry, guys. You know, it's even after that, it's like, okay, you're done, and fish is still there. You know, kind of thing.
Yeah.
And this is pretty clever to do that. But I heard what you said there, and that it's like, you know, a lot of people come at you with, well, can you cure this or cure that or cure this? And what you're trying to say, and what you said was that it doesn't treat the specific disease, but it might carry back to the root, and maybe stress is causing it or something else is causing it, and it helps treat that. So like, you might be super stressed out and break out in shingles, and you might have to go back and talk about stress to cure the shingles. Does that make sense to people listening? If it doesn't, tweet me or give me a chat room. Is that what you're trying to say? Does that make sense? Did I lose you guys? I don't know. Maybe.
Nick? Hello?
Yeah, maybe we did. Nick, you might have to call back in. I'm not sure. But Katie, is that what that meant?
Well, yeah, what I was wondering is when I think about this, because, of course, I do oncology work, you can't make the stretch that you're curing something. But what you can say is, I think, you know, like people undergoing chemotherapy, if they're stressed out and worried and scared about taking the chemotherapy, their body is tightened, their body is stressed. And it's easier for them to sit and take the stress of chemotherapy if they're more relaxed.
Yeah.
So it's like anything. If we're more relaxed, it's easier for us to heal.
Yeah.
And this is really helpful. Are you back?
Are you there?
Nick?
You back with us?
I'm back. Yeah.
There you go.
No,
I was asking
you.
Yeah, line just cut out, and I was just talking to myself. So.
Well, we were talking to you, so it was all good. There's a tapping solution for that. We were talking. I was going back to kind of shingles. I just know so many. I probably have. I don't know what it is, but I'm almost 44, and I must have 10 friends that have shingles.
Wow.
And I don't know if it's because we all weren't vaccinated for chickenpox, but it's popping up in our 40s. And like, I will get a bout of shingles that goes from a point. I go get acupuncture for it, and she acupunctures the nerve in my neck, and it follows the nerve path all the way down to the end of my arm because it breaks out on the fourth finger on my right hand. And I get shingles just right there. That's all. I get
wow.
shingles on the fourth finger on my right hand. So my chiropractor, who's Dr. Farr at Farr Horizons, she follows the nerve path of where that's coming from all the way back up into my neck and acupunctures it. And I told some other people who, you know, there was this note out somewhere in our neighborhood that said somebody was really sick with shingles. And I said, try acupuncture. I can't promise it'll help you, but it certainly, after having acupuncture, the shingles went away within probably 5 hours. It was gone.
Wow.
And so I'm just a huge believer in alternative medicine because the nerve was irritated. And I backed it up, and I'm like, I'm super stressed out. And when I get super stressed out, this nerve gets irritated. And when I get that stressed out, this is what happens. And so I've learned from having that a few times, and I know what triggers it. But so I had another person in the neighborhood. She had the same thing. She went to Kim Farr, and same thing happened to her with the acupuncture and acupressure and things like that. So I love what you're saying because I never heard of the tapping so much before I came across you, but the acupuncture and acupressure I definitely heard of.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well,
and they're both complementary for sure. And the nice thing about the tapping is you can do it in the off days when you're not going to the acupuncturist and when you feel that stress coming on, so it doesn't have to break out and then you can have to go fix it.
Have you ever heard of anything like that, though, or is that just me and I'm sometimes feel like I'm so strange?
No, I mean, I've heard a lot about that. It's kind of funny with there's certainly diseases that are more, I guess, mind-body related than others, or at least have a more direct influence on stress or different personality types. And I think shingles is one of them. I think, you know, people who get cold sores and things like that will often attest to the fact that it's stress-related when something is coming up, a big event, and, you know. So I think that the two would go together very well.
Yeah. Katie, what were you going to say?
Well, when you left us for a minute, I was asking about, asking the question, what about oncology? Because I do oncology work, and one of the things that I see a lot is that people who are so scared about taking the chemotherapy sometimes really struggle more than others who just enter into it with a calm. And I wonder if you have used it with oncology patients, and if so, how?
Yeah, I have, and there's a lot of different levels with it. Certainly what you said, you know, the chemotherapy, people come into it with two beliefs. One, some people are fully aligned with that approach and say, well, this is the thing that's going to help me, you know, like this is the best solution. Other people, probably the ones that you're talking about, are conflicted because they think, is chemotherapy poisonous? Like, some people tell me I shouldn't do it and I should go all natural. Other people tell me I need to do it or I'm going to die. And I'm so conflicted about even making the decision that the stress hormones flooding through their body as they're receiving the chemotherapy because they're so conflicted are making it more difficult to heal, you know. The body is either growing and healing or it's defending itself and fighting in that, you know, fight or flight stress response. So we need to turn off that amygdala and be in that relaxed response in order for our body to heal. Other things with oncology, sort of tappable issues, because you can really tap on all different things that have happened with regards to the disease, whether you go to tap on previous childhood traumas and stress in their life. A big one is the diagnosis itself of the cancer. You know, you got to imagine someone goes into a doctor's office and they get the terrible news that they have cancer. Immediate flood of stress hormones through the body. And for a lot of people, that trauma, it's especially, you know, some doctors are better than others at delivering the news and making them feel safe and giving them hopefully a positive prognosis. But if they don't, the stress of that carries so much weight with it. The prognosis itself, you know, if someone's told that they have a year to live, certainly it's the responsibility of a doctor to, you know, share their opinion. I'm not saying that they shouldn't do that, but that prognosis can be really difficult, you know. Someone now creates for themselves in their lives the reality that they have a year to live, and they're more stressed than they've ever been in their life, and, you know, how does that affect the healing? So there's so many factors with that, and we can use the tapping literally on all of them.
Yeah. You have produced this amazing film called The Tapping Solution, and you have a worldwide I'm trying to find it again here, but a worldwide online event called the Tapping World Summit. Could you take a moment and just tell us about what those are and how
Sure.
we can find them and so forth? Because that's really cool. And I was going to ask you too. What I wanted to back you up before you answered that and just ask, what's your background and how did you get involved in all of this? Or have you been doing?
Yeah, great question.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I found tapping for myself personally about 10 years ago now, and for the first couple of years, I was using it myself with friends and with family. You know, the running joke was, don't say anything's wrong around Nick because he'll make you tap on it. You know? I was like, what? What hurts? Oh, let's do that. I mean, I was just experimenting with my friends and family members, basically. And which is one of I think the beautiful things about the tapping process, that you can certainly get certified and trained and work with it as a profession, but you can also just learn it and share it with friends and family and with kids, and it can just be a way to help others. And I think obviously so many of us have that desire and need within us. So that was the first couple of years. And then I started working with private clients and spending more time on it. But it wasn't really until I just had this crazy idea to make a film about it that I dedicated all my time to it. And it really was literally a crazy idea because I had no filmmaking experience, no team, no funding. I made the movie with credit cards and credit lines and put together a team of my best friend and my little sister. And
That's awesome.
We set off to make this documentary, you know. And I always warn people that the film actually turned out really well, because it's not like a budget home movie production. But it should have been, based on what we had and what our resources were.
Cool.
You know, we were just driven by the passion and of it. It sold over 90,000 copies in the last couple of years. And that film documents the process in action. So it shows people before, during, and after. It shows really incredible results on film. And then it has experts like Jack Canfield, Dr. Bruce Lipton, Dr. Joe Mercola, and all these other amazing experts commenting on the process and how they use it in their own lives and how they've seen it work. So that was a film. And then the Tapping World Summit is this online event that we've had for 5 years now. We just finished our 2013, our 5th annual Tapping World Summit. And it's a free event that runs for 10 days once a year and has been attended by over 500,000 people in the last couple of years.
That's cool. And then you have a membership program called the Tapping Insiders Club. Is that on your website?
Yeah, that's for people. It's, you know, it's what people want to go deep in all subjects. I've always been a big audio guy in my life in terms of I put things on my iPod, and that's really been the biggest influence in my life in terms of lifelong learning. So the Insiders Club is literally hundreds of hours of interviews on tapping-related topics, you know, how to use it with kids, how to use it for cancer, how to use it for all sorts of issues. So we drill down specifically in that club, and people can stick it in their car and their iPod and learn away.
And how much do you just love Hay House?
Oh, my gosh.
I love Hay House. So does Katie.
Hay House is so special. I mean, I try to convince, you know, I know a lot of other authors and people in the industry, and I sing the praises to them all the time. They're such good people. Louise Hay is obviously amazing. I did a video with her a couple of months ago where we tapped together. Yeah. And at 86 years old, she was working on a childhood trauma. So talk about lifelong learning and just that constant commitment to healing and growing. And they're an amazing publisher. So, you know, buy all their books just because of what is behind them, you know, the goodwill and the meaning behind what they do.
I don't know if they have a bigger fan. You guys can duke it out for who's the bigger fan, you or Katie. I don't know.
I'm older, so I'm the bigger fan. I've had them.
I don't know. I'm coming up on being the biggest fan of all. They're like a family.
Like, they are like a
family.
They're
just a bunch of really sweet people.
Yeah, I've been traveling with them at their I Can Do It. I was just in Atlanta this past weekend. We're sort of like the traveling road show, everyone backstage, and so much love. And we go out to dinner together and support each other when we're up on stage. And it really is like a family. It's very special.
Yeah, and we feel very blessed to have our book coming out with them, too. It's kind of like... This is like a dream come true for you. I know it's a cliche and everything, but I know it's really dumb to say, but doesn't it kind of feel like that sometimes? It's like you blink
it's
and
very,
you're like, it's really happening.
Yeah, I was in Vancouver a couple weeks ago at a previous Hay House event, and I was having dinner with Carolyn Mace, who is, you know, has been a mentor to me on my iPod again for the last decade. Mm-hmm. And then Wayne Dyer was over at the table. And at one point, they were both standing behind me, and I looked at the other people at the table, and I said, "That's my iPod right behind me." You know, like this is my iPod Live. Like, and literally, the two of them are.
Yeah.
I've listened to them more. You know, obviously other influences, but they're probably two of the biggest ones in the past 15 years that I listen to on a daily basis, and have formed the basis of my work and my continued learning. So to be able to connect with them, I've tapped with Wayne. He's a big tapping fan. He said, put aside your skepticism, this really works. And it is absolutely a dream come true.
I think what I like about everybody too is that they're very welcoming to new people. They don't say, oh, we've been doing this forever and you're new, so you know, you have some big due to pay or something.
You know what I mean? Oh, you don't know about all the hazing that goes on.
Yeah.
You know, Patty, my editor, did take me to a very spicy Indian meal, and she said that was my hazing for Hay House. So, you know.
Absolutely funny. I think our book restructuring has been plenty.
Yeah, well, that's it. The book itself can be the hazing process.
That's funny. Okay, so let's just make sure everybody joined, and there's a lot of people who just joined us. So just to make sure everybody knows, we're speaking with Nick Ortner. You can find him on Twitter at Nick Ortner. That's NickOrtner. He's the producer and author of The Tapping Solution. He has a worldwide event called the Tapping World Summit, and his website is The Tapping Solution. Katie, he's worked on a ton of other things, too, but go for it. I know you've questions.
Oh, my God, I have so many questions. Nick, you mentioned kids, and I am really curious. How would tapping work with an ADHD kid?
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, every kid, I mean, look, really every adult, but it becomes a little more particular with kids, the approach that you take is different, and ages certainly vary significantly. So if you're working with a six-year-old who's upset about something, you're probably going to take a different approach than with a 10 or 11-year-old. The bottom line on it is the primary goal is to get them to do the tapping, right? To get them to have that physical experience. So however you can explain it to them, you know, there's some children's books for different ages that some people can use, and they're wonderful to help kids understand the tapping. Some people say, when you're feeling bad, this is a problem that will make those bad thoughts and feelings go away. There's, you know, obviously a range of approaches. But getting them doing the tapping, you know, if we go back to that original idea of the amygdala in the brain and the stress in the body, I'm not an ADHD expert, but I can assure you that there are likely a lot of stress hormones flowing through that body. And with that hyperactivity, with that lack of concentration, there's tension, there's stress. There's probably tension and stress that gets piled on because of that, right? The expectation from the school or the parent that things are going to go wrong or that they are a certain way. So getting them to do the tapping and just saying, oh, this can help you calm down if they want to calm down, or this can help you feel better. You know, you really have to find the right angle for the individual personality.
So
I would say give it a try.
One of the things that kiddos who are struggling with anything, a lot of it sometimes is impacted by how they feel about themselves because they're not like the other kids, and they want to feel like the other kids. So it sounds like something would work wonderfully for giving a kiddo a better sense of self-esteem.
No doubt about it. You know, and especially as these moments happen that sort of bring down the self-esteem, so you know, kid comes home from school and you can see that he's down and you ask him what happened. You said something happened on the playground or someone picked on him. Even as, you know, you don't have to have a perfect process. You can just have him do the tapping as he tells a story. You know, one of the tapping sort of techniques is to just talk and tap. So if you're on the phone with a girlfriend and normally you complain about work and do the same thing the next day and the next day, well, go ahead, complain about work so you can feel that stress in your body and just do the tapping as you do it. And you find that you actually process the emotion through the body and let it go and have better insights. And the same thing is the case for kids. They can just talk and tap. And even if they don't want to talk, if you can get them to tap, if they're thinking the thoughts, if they're experiencing the emotions, they're going to get the results.
I love that. I love anything to do with kids. As a mom of four boys, you know, that's so brilliant. I'm gonna get this and make sure they all know it because they're all baseball players, all in sports and everything. And what a great world it would be if the kids grew up with this. Imagine the world 50 years from now with a group of children growing up with this in their toolbox.
Oh no, it's amazing. You know, you mentioned sports and kids. I was talking to a friend of mine, another practitioner, Brad Yates, and he shared with me this story, and it's actually in the book as well, about a young kid who was a baseball pitcher, and something happened, and he was scared to go pitch again. You know, I forget what it was.
But hit somebody.
Somebody said something. He hit somebody. Somebody yelled something from the stands. Whatever it was, he didn't want to do it. And they talked and tapped together and went through the process and let go of that trauma, and then he went and pitched again, you know. So, I mean, how amazing to give kids that freedom, that to not be hampered for the rest of his life by that one event, and now he becomes, I mean, it seems silly, but literally those events can make us different people, because he can go down two paths, and if it's a 5-degree difference in how he feels about himself, over the long run, that could be a big difference in who he becomes.
Yeah, we still talk about a few years ago down in South Carolina, my son is the starting pitcher of the Mean Squeeze, and they travel around the country, and my son was pitching, and the kid hit a line drive, and it was going right for Cam's head, and I dropped the camera and went, oh, expletive, and I thought he was going to get hit with a line drive right in his forehead, and he caught it, but had he not caught that, I don't know if I would have had a kid still.
Oh,
and
wow.
we talk about it.
Wow.
All the time.
Yeah.
And so I wonder if this would get that out of his head. He still pitches beautifully and everything, but every once in a while it creeps back in, and he talks about that. But you know what he says, to kind of slough it off? He goes, Mom, I wish I had it on video because I actually caught it, you know, kind of thing. I'm like, I am so glad I don't, because I think I nearly had a heart attack right there. And
oh
so,
that would definitely be something that he can tap on. And it's as simple as just talking about it again. He can sort of run it back in his mind, see if he feels any tension in his body as he does it, and then he can release that response. You know, kids are using it, and Major League Baseball players are using it for the same reason. I know a lot of athletes who are using it, professional athletes, they don't talk about it because it's like their secret weapon, and they don't, I mean, it's so competitive, they don't want anyone else to know they're using it.
Yeah.
But I have some from some really solid sources, actually, someone who worked with the team that a team that won the World Series in the past decade used tapping in a significant way during that run. So.
Well,
oh, wow.
Let's talk
that's
about
impressive.
This.
Isn't that cool?
Our, it's absolutely amazing. But wait till you hear this, Kate. This is even more impressive, I think. You've raised almost $170,000 as of Monday, April 29th at 4:15 p.m. for Connecticut?
Yeah, for Newtown, which is actually my hometown.
Oh my goodness gracious!
Yeah, so I live in Newtown, which is, a lot of people know now is the home of the Sandy Hook shooting. Sandy Hook is a part of Newtown, and I own a home here. Have lived here the last couple of years. I grew up in the town next to this town, Brookfield. So I'm from the area, and certainly like the rest of the world. On December 14th, I was shocked and horrified, and I also knew that the tapping could work to help people heal, to help them deal with that trauma. You know, trauma comes in all forms. And we were talking about your son having the baseball come at him. That's one form of trauma. This is obviously a really deep trauma and a really painful trauma, but it's something that the tapping can help with. And we've been working the last couple of months on the ground with parents who have lost their children, with first responders, with people from the community, on healing that trauma and releasing the stress in their bodies, and sort of doing our part to move forward from that event. And it's really gratifying work. We've had great support from the community. Like you said, we raised 100. I think it was 170, but we just raised another 20 or 30 through the book launch, because I've been donating 100% of my royalties on the first 15,000 books to the work being done in Newtown. So we've hit that goal already. And it's a tough situation, but good things are happening in the midst of that tough situation.
You know, Katie, isn't there so much good in his voice?
My heart just raised up to the sky, because, you know, my background is working with dying kids and their families. And one of the things that really touches me deeply is the fact that even though people who are grieving with stress and grieving without stress are two different things. You're still going to grieve the loss.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But to relieve the trauma on top of it, I mean, those poor parents are not just grieving the loss of their child, they're grieving how they died. And I work with so many parents who've lost children who suffered pain at the end of life. And this is just huge, to be able to offer them an opportunity to release the trauma of it
through by getting rid of that stress part. I think that's huge.
You said it beautifully, because people will say, well, what are you tapping on the grief? Like, you're going to tap and, you know, people are going to feel better? No, we're helping them grieve without that stress, without that trauma.
Right.
And grief is part of the healing process, but it becomes a lot more difficult when you have that stress and trauma. Do you ladies want to hear just one of the miraculous stories from the last couple months in Newtown?
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
So I'll try to be quick with this, because it's kind of a long, convoluted story, but it's pretty incredible. The last couple of years, the Tapping Solution has been supporting this project called Project Light in Rwanda, run by Dr. Lori Layden, who has been spending the last couple of years going to Rwanda, working with genocide survivors, these young kids who have lost their parents and siblings in horrific, horrific situations. So she's been working with them. The Tapping Solution has been supporting her work, sending her over there, funding the kids' schooling and all sorts of great stuff over there. And Dr. Layden was the first person I turned to when this happened in Newtown. She flew in a couple days after the shooting, and she's been here ever since, living in my brother's basement for the first couple months, which was a very nice basement, so we didn't just put her in a hole. It was a nice walk-up basement. And then we just found her a place in Newtown, and she's heading up the foundation.
Yeah.
A couple months ago, we were introduced to Scarlett Lewis, who is the mother of Jesse Lewis, who died, a six-year-old, one of the kids who died on December 14th. And we've been working with Scarlett, and we were also introduced to her son, JT, who is a 12-year-old, lost his brother, Jesse, in the shootings. As you can imagine, after the shootings, JT didn't want to go back to school. And when we met him about, I think it was about a month and a half, 2 months after the shootings, he hadn't gone back to school. He just refused to, and for understandable reasons. We worked with him a little bit. We worked with Scarlett. He was doing a little tapping on the side, but he's 12, and you know, we didn't want to push him too much. About a week after our initial meeting, Lori set up a Skype video conference call with JT and her Project Light ambassadors in Rwanda. So imagine this, like the miracle of modern technology. There's JT, who was traumatized and unwilling to go back to school and having a really hard time. Nobody really knows what to do with him and how to help him. And then there's these Project Light ambassadors in Rwanda who have come out of the darkness, who have gone through horrific experiences and have gone on to heal and lead productive and fruitful lives. So they are on Skype video with JT, and they're teaching JT how to do the tapping. So his peers taking him through it, taking him through the tapping, doing it together, sharing their stories. JT is completely transformed from that one call. He goes back to school the next day. He starts raising money for the kids in Rwanda. He's now committed to their mission. He gets bracelets made up, Newtown Loves Rwanda, Newtown Helps Rwanda. And just about a week ago, it was not this past Saturday, the weekend before, we had another Skype call with JT and the Project Light ambassadors, a bunch of volunteers from the Tapping Solution Newtown Project. And JT announced on that call that he had raised enough money to send one of the Project Light ambassadors to college for a year.
Mm-hmm.
So we have all this on video, and it's just extraordinary. So he raises $2,100, and he lets Betty know that he's sending her to college for the next year.
Isn't that cool?
That,
wow,
to me,
is
the miracle that come out of,
yep,
such a horrific situation.
That's amazing.
Yep. I just call that luminary. Those kids who died become luminaries because of the light that comes from it. And that's an amazing story. Thank you for sharing that, Nick. That really is. That's a great story. And it's just so powerful, the connection of all the people using the tapping, helping one another, doing it in service. That's a really powerful image for people to hold on to. And, well, I'm ready to teach my family.
Yeah, I know. I'm on your website. I'm just poking my nose around a little bit more on your website, and there's a couple places to find you on Facebook, but the one that we've been talking about is that you can look at on Facebook. It's the Tapping Solution for Newtown Stress and Trauma Relief Project, and so people can like that as well as just the Tapping Solution. I think you're on there too, and on Twitter and everything. But I'm looking at your team, and there's Dr. Lori, and Who's you guys? You, Jessica, and Alex might have the cutest smiles ever.
Well,
oh.
I'm blessed to work with my family, and they are all really amazing people.
Yeah, definitely. And what do you want to talk about them just a little bit? What does Jessica do and what does Alex do?
Yeah, absolutely. Jessica is, you know, she's been with me from the beginning. We started making the movie together, and I basically said, come on, you don't have anything to do. Let's go make this, like, make a movie. And she does, leads a lot of the content. She does all the interviews for the Tapping World Summit, all the interviews for the Insiders Club, and she does tap-along videos. And, she's just sort of the interview and content queen. And then Alex is more of a behind-the-scenes guy. He runs the marketing and the business and the emails and all the operation stuff that needs to happen behind the scenes to make something like this actually move forward.
Yeah. So what's next?
Oh, that is a good question. Certainly the book is a big focus for me in the next year. Just, you know, for every copy that gets out there, it's hopefully someone who has an experience with it and shares it with more people. So just continuing to share that. And then continuing the work in Newtown. I mean, that's been so real for me, obviously. So, you know, we've been supporting charities from the beginning, the work in Rwanda and veterans with PTSD and all this stuff, but it was always stuff somewhere else. You know, we would send money somewhere else and support the work other people are doing. Now it's here in my hometown, and it's a very different experience. So just growing that and then seeing how can we create a model that we can replicate in other places, you know, so we find something that works in Newtown if a tragedy strikes again, which it likely will, like it did in Boston just, you know, a short while ago. Well, we sent some people up there, and we've been connecting with people there to see how we can help, but just trying to make this part of a model that other people can bring in and implement and use.
And if people want to meet you live, Hay House has these seminars, and they're called I Can Do It, and not everybody might be familiar with these. You go to hayhouse.com and look at their live events, and there are these seminars called I Can Do It. What's an I Can Do It conference, briefly, and what's your role in that? What do you do?
Yeah, well, I speak at a bunch of them. Like I said, I was just in Atlanta. I'll be in Toronto in a month, and they're weekend events with Wayne Dyer is at, I think, all of them this year, and myself and other speakers, where we speak on a variety of topics. An amazing group of people. Online events and those things are great right now, and we certainly do a lot of them, and they're very handy and useful and easy to use, obviously. They're online. You don't have to go anywhere. But actually showing up someplace and being surrounded by people, making new friends, connecting with authors and speakers is an incredible experience. So I would highly recommend coming for one of the weekend events.
Yeah, I think
I went to the one in Vancouver, and one of the things I want to say is that you do get to meet the authors. You wait in line, but you do get to meet them, and you do get to ask them a quick question, and it's really quite nice.
The lines aren't extraordinary. I mean, there's a lot of people there, but they do a good job with it. So
you do really get
to connect, you know.
Yeah, nice. All right. We've got about 2 minutes left, and I just wanted to ask you if there's anything that we missed. Is there anything you wanted to say that we just completely didn't cover? I tried.
I don't think so. We went everywhere from where to use it to Newtown to I think we had a pretty thorough conversation.
Yeah.
I just hope people, you know, what's great about tapping is you can have an experience. Just give it a shot, you know, and you'll know. You know, we only got to do a few minutes of it and really just one round. But if you spend 5-10 minutes, you get really clear on an issue that's bothering you, you do the tapping for it, you're going to see that something's shifting, and that's really powerful.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you for being with us. And best of success, and I hope we get to meet you soon.
That would be wonderful. Thanks so much for having me.
Joy. Yeah, Katie, we've probably got to go here, but I just want to wrap up and just say thank you again to Nick, and you can find him on Twitter at Nick Ortner, and his website is The Tapping Solution, and you can visit us at besteveryou.com. We love to see you there, and we're on Twitter and Facebook and everywhere too. So, Dr. Katie, beautiful day.
Yes,
Oh, it's a gorgeous day. I'm so excited. I think I'm going to get a copy of the book and bring it to the oncology unit. I think it's great. I'm very excited. Thank you, Nick. Great interview.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much. And again, big hugs and thank you again. All right. Take care, everybody. Have a beautiful day. And we will see you on May 16th with Shay Vaughn. That is Vince Vaughn's mom. That would be funny. All right. Take care, everybody. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Best Ever You Show. Want more? Visit us at besteveryou.com. Be your best and keep it real. Confident, successful, caring, and beautiful every day with Best Ever You.